business?
Old business, please.
All right. Our first case is case number 12357. Shirley A. Perry seeks variances from the front yard setback and side yard setback requirements for existing structures. Sections 115-42 and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. As a reminder, this was a variance for 25.2 feet from the required 40-foot front yard on a through lot, and a 3.3-foot variance from required 5-foot side yard for a shed.
Madam Chair, I have not had a chance to review case 12357, so I will have to abstain from discussion in it.
And I believe Dr. Carson was not at the meeting as well, but I understand that you have had a chance to review the record and all the evidence. Is that correct, Dr. Carson?
I have.
Through discussion.
And I do want to point out, you may recall this is the one that had the pole building along close to Fisher Road, which was one of the variance requests. The other one was a shed that was in the side yard setback as well. So we do have two different structures that are at issue here.
And they are already in place.
They are in place.
Pleasure of the board.
I thought he could have removed the shed to the back side.
Yes, the attached shed.
I thought he said he was going to put it to the back.
The notes I have, Mr. Workman, is that the applicant did say that the shed could be moved.
Could be moved. I thought he said he would move that to the back.
That it can be moved.
Yeah. Pardon?
That it could be moved.
Yes. Yes.
Madam Chair, maybe just a comment and then thought process. The nice thing about listening to the video is that you're not here or listening to the tape and going through the process, so it allows you to go through certainly a unique case. I think going forward, and we've had these conversations about violations that come before the board, and in this case we had two different mixes here. We had a contractor who signed off knowing that there was a 40-foot front setback because of the special conditions. And the process, the recently initiated process that Mr. Costello had mentioned during the hearing, as a fail-safe or a way to make sure that everybody understood that there are processes, and the board indicated that was a good idea so that we don't have to be here. And then the other half of it is that the term county official was used repeatedly. In terms of communications that occurred during the process, by saying there was a county official available, the first being the foundation inspector, the building code person, and the conversation that went on about a side yard setback, but we failed to address a front yard setback because we have two front yards because it's a through property. On the case, if my memory, according to what I remember having a discussion about, what I was pleased to hear was that again the word cross training was used to say that if we're going to come out and do an inspection, that it be not so siloed, so that if we're looking at a foundation inspection, that we also have the training to know that we're in violation of a setback. Distance, I think, was the word that was used during the hearing itself, so that we don't get to this point, because where we are is that there's a building built, and an owner, and I think a contractor who admitted that they were at fault. I also think that there was a degree of being complicit from the county standpoint, because there was an official or officials involved in conversation as part of the process also. So, I understand I'm probably rambling, but my point is that I think something good is going to come out of this as we venture forward in terms of quality control, as far as approvals and processes going forward. The owner, I think council is on the hook for this because of a decision that was made about placement of the building, and it therefore is in front of us from a standpoint of a variance request. And I heard the word trust in the testimony that was given, that they had put their trust in two separate issues, one with the shed, one with the pole building. I would hope that we could get to the point where if there's an acknowledgement of fault, that the acknowledgement of fault and that the cost to remedy the fault is borne by the company and or the group that, you know, made the bad decision or signed off on something really not knowing what they're signing off on or not having the follow through. I mean, Delmarva Pole Building signed off on this, saying that they acknowledged the 40 foot.
And I think whatever decision we make, they'll have to make the property owner pleased. Any other comments?
This time.
I will then entertain a motion. They can do something about it, and they'll either have to move it at the company's expense or move it in such a way that it complies if we don't allow a variance that they're asking for, or we could grant a variance that would be the minimum impact, correct?
The board has a right to make modifications. Now, the thing that I don't know that we have in the record here is how that could be shifted. I know there was some discussion about perhaps turning it. I don't know. Yeah, that may be one of those things where if the board was so inclined to say a modification, I think it may be better served to deny it, but in such a way that it's maybe not the minimum to afford relief, so that if they were to say, hey, I can't physically get this thing on here, perhaps they would try to minimize it and come back to the board. But I don't know if that's an option. I don't know that we had clarity in the record as to what would be a distance that they could have it at. But I do recall there was some discussion on that, on turning it or perhaps locating elsewhere.
Well, I will again entertain a motion.
Clarification, does the motion need to include the shed, or are we dealing with the pole building alone?
You can do a motion for each one. So we've seen cases where I move to approve this one but deny this one. Approve the basic approve part, deny in part. You can move to deny both, you can move to approve both. You could do a separate motion just for the one if you felt that was one that you wanted to address right away, and address the second one in a separate motion.
I thought he said here he would move the shed. He built the shed, so he said he would move the shed to the back. And he said he would take care of that.
So, you know.
So you're really only doing the one with the full building, right?
Yeah, but we would still need to make a motion about the shed.
Touch shed, okay. For the record.
Yep.
Mr. Workman, I believe at the first hearing you made the recommendation to approve the variance?
Yes, I did. It's not, I mean, I agree with you, that's what you just said a while ago, that's totally right, but, I mean, we gave more variance than this before, and I've seen difference in this before, too. It's not that bad, I'm still in favor of it. I mean, the guy took his trust in somebody else, he gonna do the shorter shed, something else, and it's not the guy's fault, and that's what we're here for, to listen to it.
Is that a motion?
I'll make that a motion, and we approve case number 12,357, but I don't believe it's his own pole building yet. I think he put his trust in the builder, and the builder let him down, so I'm in favor of it.
Well, the applicant is the pole building company.
Delaware Pole Building, then, right?
Is the applicant for the variance, not the owner of the property.
Okay. The owner of the property is Sherry Perry.
Yeah, but that's not who applied for this variance. The variance is applied for, by the pole building company, that it totally ignored what they...
I'm still in favor of that building.
And that's just specific as to the pole building?
Pole building on the ground, Jamie.
Do you wish in your motion to address the shed, or do you wish to handle that separately?
Can I do that way, and say...
You can do a motion to approve the pole building and a motion to...
Deny the shed, because the applicant said he removed it.
So what we have then would be a motion to approve in part and deny in part.
Yeah. Second.
Motion and second. Mr. Workman?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I vote no. So for a vote of 3-1, the application is approved.
In part and denied in part.
Okay.
So the pole building, that variance, I understand that variance is approved, but the variance for the shed has been denied.
The reason for my vote was that all criteria for granting a variance has not been proven. Okay, next case.
Next case, my old...